the Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O
Lord. John the Baptist said to his disciples, "The one who comes from above is above all. The one who is of the earth belongs to the earth and speaks about earthly things. The one who comes from heaven is above all. It is right to what he has seen and heard, yet no one accepts his testimony. Whoever has accepted his testimony has certified this, that God is true. He whom God has sent speaks the word of God, for he gives the Spirit without measure. The Father loves the Son and has placed all things in his hands. Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life. Whoever disobeys the Son will not see life, but must endure God's wrath." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Please be seated.
Peter said to the officials, "We must obey God rather than human authority." Because the apostles, after the death of Christ, they were all under danger of being captured by the authority at that time, because they were not allowed to speak about Christ. But Peter says, "I have to speak about him." And today, many times, we may have the freedom to speak all truth, but we have the conscience to speak out the truth. And this is what God asks us, invites us to witness him in all things. That's what we Christians say, we put God in the first place of our life. That means whatever is the will of God, we have to do it. As a student, we have to study. As children in a family, we have to obey. Not because of sake of obey, but out of love. Jesus obeyed his God the Father. He has to die. Even he cried out, "Father, can you leave this cup above away from me?" But then he said, "If it's your will, let it be done." So let us have this courage to do our duty accordingly. Or we say yes to God's will. And we pray for one another that we always be sincere, truthful, but also joyful. Because following Christ is not something sad, although we have to carry our own cross on a daily basis. But we believe Christ is risen, Christ lives in us, Christ is with us, and his promise, whether two or three unite in my name, I'm in your midst. That means to say, whenever we met in the class, in the family, there's mutual love, there's always the presence. Because God, Jesus promised, St. Matthew, chapter 18, verse 20, where two or three are united in my name, I am in your midst. And because of this belief, St. John Baptist de la Salle started his life with a community. He's never alone. He's always with the other brothers to share this Christian message, love and joy.